Thanks, Gabe. As the end of the European soccer season approaches, many coaches worry about the health of their players. The long domestic and international seasons take a toll on the players' bodies and can lead to serious injury late on in the season. Stretching and warm-up routines play a huge role in preventing injury and ensuring the long-term success of a team. What might not be so obvious is warm-ups in the middle of the game after halftime and how those can affect a player's performance and susceptibility to injury. Studies have found that performance, measured in sprint speed and vertical jump height, stayed relatively constant from first half to second in a rewarmed-up group, while both factors declined in a control. The warmed-up group also had greater ball possession, showing greater physical and tactical performance. To maintain players' exercise readiness, coaches should utilize a period of light activity during the halftime break to prevent players' bodies from moving into a stage of recovery, keeping them active and ready for the challenges of the second half of play. For more information on this and other human performance topics, visit us at HuffEinsInstitute.org. Until next week, this is Kenneth McIntyre, HuffEinsInstitute producer, wishing you an active and healthy week.